The Tennessee General Assembly has passed a bill that would trigger a ban on abortions if the country's highest court overturns Roe v. Wade. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports this might be the only bill that restricts abortions that passes in this year's legislative session.
The Human Life Protection Act struggled to make it through the House since many GOP lawmakers wanted something more restrictive. But the measure's sponsor, Republican Susan Lynn, says her bill would put the state in a better position to ban abortions should parts or all of Roe v. Wade is overturned.
When the U.S. Supreme Court again allows states to decide abortion policy again, we will be in a position to restore the common sense protections that express pro-life views and sentiments of Tennesseans.
But some critics, such as Memphis Senator Ramesh Akbari, say the legislation really doesn't do very much.
For some folks, it looks good to say they have this victory. I think it's more of a hollow one because it's not going to do anything unless something else happens.
The measure is headed to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Tennessee is not the only state to pass a bill like this. Two other states have enacted similar laws this session. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.
Another anti-abortion measure, the so-called fetal heartbeat bill, failed on a procedural vote in the state Senate. It'll be held for further study over the summer.